Blog Talk Radio.
First, let me say that no matter what you were told, caiman do not only grow as large as their enclosure. It used to be common practice for pet shop owners to lie to the public and tell them that caiman growth can be controlled by the size of the enclosure. This is simply not true. Males can grow as big as 6 feet, and females can grow as big as 4.5 feet, or so the book says. But I got to tell you something. We had a female that was easily 5.5 feet before she was rehomed. Secondly, you can never tame them. Pet shop owners were notorious for telling the public that if you took your caiman out every day and fed it by hand and petted it and spent some quality and quantity time with your pet caiman, it is easily tameable and will be a wonderful pet. Let me tell you something. There's 250 million years of killer survival instinct living inside of this animal. And it has not had to make any real changes in all of that time. It's entirely possible, like anything else, and the exception to the rule is always out there. But these animals are not known as the third nastiest crocodilian by accident. So if you're looking for a pet that will fetch your slippers or bring you the morning paper, this is not the animal for you. Additionally, you need to remember that as these animals grow, and they will grow, you need to be able to match their growth and size with the right food and accommodations. This is not the type of pet that you can say, I'll just keep it until it gets too big to handle, because if that's the case, you need to get yourself a hamster. Here at Cayman Hunter, we are always willing to take back animals that have truly gotten too big for the people that got them from us to handle. But we'd rather not have to. You need to know going into this endeavor that these animals are going to grow. And as they grow, the temperament is going to get worse. They're the third nastiest of the crocodilian species behind the Australian salty and the Nile crocodile. And if you consider that the male caiman only grows to 6 feet, and the Nile and the salty can get, 10, 12, 15, 18 feet or more, that makes this animal one nasty animal packed in a really tiny package. Now, putting that aside, if you find, like I did, that living with them far outweighs the fear of living without them, then this herps for you. But please remember that if it bites you, or should I say when it bites you, because it eventually will bite you. Anybody who's been around caiman or any reptile long enough knows that it's not a matter of if you're going to get bit, it's going to be when you get bit. And you just want to hope that when you get bit, it's not a killer bite. It's one of those dry bites, if you will, or false charges, if you will. Because if it's going to bite you, it's going to hurt you. And anyone that's been around caiman long enough knows at least one bite story. Now, basically, the information that we handle here at Cayman Hunter, you can use to cover a wide variety of caiman species, including the Cuviers, Dwarf, Yakari, Piranha, Smooth Front, Broad Snout, Speckled. Just about any caiman species, any caiman at all, the information that you can find in Cayman Hunter will work. We deal mostly with specks, so all of our information, or at least most of our information, is going to come from our experience with spectacled caiman. And that's another thing, I might as well just mention it. They're called spectacled caiman, not speckled. Speckled is a common mistake because most people call them specks. So you think speckled. And it's probably speckled because they got those little speckles on their belly when they're young. Well, all crocodilians got speckles on their body when they're young. They don't call the rest of them speckled animals. But this is a spectacled caiman, because if you ever look at its face, you look at its eyes, you look behind its eyes and you look at its eyes and you see those big ridges, that bony structure right over its eyes. It looks like there are spectacles on the head of this animal over their eyes. Looks like they're wearing spectacles. Thus the name spectacle caiman. So when you look at them, you can see right from the start that it's a speckled caiman. In case you're confused, in case you're trying to figure out what species of animal you have in your hand, look to see if it's got spectacles on. If it does, you've got this reptile. Now, there are some other things, like you'll read in the books that caiman are more closely related to the alligator than they are the crocodile. And DNA-wise, that very well may be true, and I'm sure that it is. But if you look at the differences between caiman and crocodiles, and caiman and alligators, you'll notice a remarkable difference between, well, the difference between the alligator and the crocodile you could see right away. Most crocodiles are going to have pointier snouts. Alligators have a rounder snout. Caiman are going to have a pointier snout. Even the smooth front and the broad snout, they still have pretty much a pointier snout than that big round face that the alligator has. Also, if you notice that the alligator, when it closes its mouth, only two teeth show. One on each side, and I'd like to say that if it was a human being, it would be the fourth tooth back. Maybe like they're canines, but we're talking about caimans, not dogs, and not humans, so they're not canines. But they are about the fourth tooth back, and it is a cutting, tearing tooth, and you'll see it stick out on an alligator on both sides on the top. Crocodiles, you'll see the teeth can stick out not only on the top, but from the bottom as well. When they close their mouth, sometimes you'll see teeth from the bottom sticking out, sometimes the top sticking out, but almost always you'll see those two canines, for lack of a better word, coming down from the top, and also the same teeth on the bottom of the jaw coming up from the bottom, also sticking out on the outside. If you look at a caiman, most times, you will see only two teeth coming out from the top. However, of the roughly two dozen or so animals that we've had close, lengthy relationships with, I would have to say at least half of them had at least four teeth sticking out. The crocodile look on the faces. A couple of other different small possibilities, small differences that you see between them, the nastiness. You're going to find that alligators really aren't quite as nasty as a crocodile is. The caiman, you'll find, is way nastier than most crocodilians, except for the Nile and the Salty. And if you think about it, if it's only 6 feet and it's the third nastiest crocodilian, only to be beaten by crocodiles that get to be 18 feet, that's an animal that you don't want to be sticking your hand in its mouth to feed them. Yeah, I know, you've seen pictures of me and videos of me holding the food and letting them snap it. I'm sure you remember Steve Irwin used to do that, and most people do it too. After a while, as long as you play it safe, you can get away with feeding them in a way that helps them to realize what it is that they're supposed to be doing. Nobody actually placed food in the water or on the edge of the water for them when they were out in the wild. The animal would come to the edge of the water, and the reptiles would have to grab it and drag it in. Well, that's what we try to do. We try to make it so that they have to grab it, drag it away from us, and bring it into the water. And that's what we try to do. So sometimes by hand, but mostly even that's not by hand. Most of the time you find we'll try to do that with the tongs or a reach pole or something similar to that. Okay. Again, I can think of very few animals that our webpage wouldn't really help in the way of the information that we're giving you as far as keeping them as pets, getting them as a hat thing. We'll talk about that. Breeding, we'll talk about that. Later shows, got to have something to talk about next week and the week after. Speaking about next week, the week after, we're going to see what we can do about that music. Richard Dana was kind enough to license us that song. The song is, I'm going to mess it up. No, I'm not. The song is called Just Having Fun, and it is by Richard Dana of Richard Dana Music. I really like that. If you want to go over to Facebook / Richard Denar Music or MySpace.com/Richard Denar Music. You can hear that song in its entirety. But what I'm going to try to do over the course of the week is try to figure out why it was banged around like it was this morning when we got on air, and see if we can't fix that and make it sound better next week. It might take us a couple of weeks to straighten it out. I may also try using a different song from maybe a different band just to see if it happens with everything. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's my fault, not the switchboard fault for messing up the sound. So we'll take a look at that, see what we can do about that. Also, let me let you know, you can call. You can definitely call in. We'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 818-369-1429. Let me say that again. The call-in number is 818-369-1429. The show you can hear again after it's over by going to the Blog Talk Radio archives, and you can download it from there. You should also be able to download it from our website, caymanhunter.com. Speaking of caymanhunter.com, I wanted to say hello to two of our sister websites' products. Is the Austin Custom Tallet, austincustomtallet.com, and Forget Me Not for Kids. It's a child safety device for children in car seats. It's called Forget Me Not, KNOT. The number 4, kids, KIDS, forgetmenotforkids.com. So say hello to those two friends of ours. And speaking of friends, in Virginia, we have a friend, Sandy, who's a teacher at the Camelot School. And Sandy's students are studying reptiles. This is Reptile Month in school for them. So we want to say hello. Hopefully they're listening, or at least they can catch the show on the archives and be able to play at least some of it if they find out the little bits of information about live reptiles, which they probably are not going to be able to bring into school. Once again, we want to say hello to Krista. I think it's funny. Krista is a good friend of ours. Krista is my partner's wife. My partner Shane and I got into Cayman Hunter, started Cayman Hunter all those many years ago. Krista's been studying to be a veterinarian. So now we have a veterinarian and a veteran. We're both vets. She went to school for quite a long time, though. Now all she's got left is her clinical, so we wish Krista the best of luck, and we hope that she has speedy and easy clinicals. Shane was also, they're out in Baton Rouge. If you're interested in doing any paver work, Shane runs a company called Lewis Pavers. Or maybe it's Lewis Stone. I'm sorry, Lewis Stone, and they do pavers. If you want to know what it is, give him a call. He's in Baton Rouge, and that's where they went to school. That's where she's going. Krista was going to school at LSU. Okay, so we have call numbers 818-369-1429. I see that nobody's calling in. Got the switchboard is open. Can take 5 calls at a time, so come on, let's see what you got out there. We're really looking forward to hearing questions. Don't be shy, though. I mean, even if you are shy and you don't want to call in live, feel free to drop us a line, bam@caymanhunter.com, or you can send it to shane@caymanhunter.com if you want to send him something, you want to ask him a question. Shane and I still work together on this thing. He's doing it out there. I'm doing it here. Hopefully we'll be back together again soon. In the meantime, if you want to ask questions, bam@caymanhunter.com. Call a number. Did I say that already? 818-369-1429. Okay. So getting back to what it takes to keep a caiman as a pet, I think we left off, we were talking about the information that I was going over that could cover a wide variety of species. There are There are the different caimans under the alligatorid family. You have the spectacle caiman, the brown caiman, the broad snouted caiman, the Yakari caiman, the Cuvier's dwarf caiman, the smooth front caiman. Let's see, those are all. And oh, yeah, and you have the black caiman. Now, the black caiman is probably the exception, the black caiman. Because that one does get more than 6 feet. That's the only caiman that gets more than 6 feet. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, they can get up to about 9 or 10. Possibly even 12. But caiman come from South America, and South America and in the climate that you can find in South America, the warmth by the equator. Central, I guess Central America, Central, South Central America, and South America. That's where you find caiman. And again, you'll also find the black caiman there too, but those are, that's the exception. Of all the caiman that we talk about, that's really not one that falls into this category. Although the information, if you go into our website, the information will still work as far as if you want to know what's going on. Hold on a second. We do have a caller. Let's see what we got here. Hang on. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Bam, how you doing? It's Richard Dinar.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Okay,
hey, everybody,
how are you,
this is Rich. Is that Richard Dinar music?
I just wanted to call in and tell you, I think it's a great show, man. I never heard of caimans before until I tuned in your show. I've heard of crocodiles and alligators, but never caimans.
Yeah, caiman is there are actually 23 different species of crocodilian. And of the 23 different species, I guess about 6 of them are caiman, are in the caiman family.
Uh-huh. And what exactly, you know, I've been listening to your show for a couple weeks now. You save them? You rescue them?
Yeah, we were doing a rescue. At first it started off as something that my parents gave us one when we were younger. And then we got another one from a relative of ours, brought him up to New York from Florida, living in Jackson Heights. Well, I guess you know we were living in Jackson Heights. And ever since then, I've just been fascinated by them. When I moved to Texas, we walked into a store one day, and this guy had 2 caiman. They were about 2.5 feet long each, and they were in about a 2-foot long glass fish aquarium. And I said to the guy, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, they're fine." No, they're not fine. He said, "Oh, it's okay. They won't grow any bigger than their enclosure." No, pal, they're already bigger than their enclosure. When was the last time they ate? He said, "Well, we'll give them food. Anytime somebody buys a mouse and feeds them, you know, they buy mice from us, and then they can throw it in there and watch them eat." I said, "Oh, really? And that's how they get fed? When was the last time somebody bought a mouse?" The guy gave me something like 2 weeks ago, Thursday. I said, "No, pal, we're taking those home with us. And you're not going to complain or else I'm calling the people in charge around here and we're going to close you down for cruelty." So I took the 2 of them home with me, and that's how it started. We just started doing it from then on. People learned that we were rescuing caiman, and we were getting phone calls. People telling us, "Hey, listen, I got this caiman that's too big for me to handle. I bought it when it was 6 inches, but now it's a foot and a half or 2 feet or 4.5 feet. We don't know what to do with it." And that's how it grew.
Right. And that was you started in Texas?
Yeah, we started this in Texas.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
So
it
I
want to
wish
that.
You good luck with the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm just calling to say hello and tell you I'm going to be listening.
Thank you very much. We love to hear from you. Call in anytime you want to. And I'm sorry about that mix-up with the music just now, you know, at the beginning of the show. We'll try to do what we can to get that fixed for next week.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Good hearing from you.
Oh, you too.
Right.
Bye.
Well, there you go, people. That was Richard Daynor from Richard Daynor Music. Licensed us that song at the very beginning that you heard, Just Having Fun. Nice guy, all around sweetheart. So if you guys need a musician, a pianist, you need music, you need... He's got... So if you're getting ready to record and you just need some music, get in touch with Richard Daynor. That's facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. All right, we got about 4 more minutes. Call the number is 818-369-1429. We're talking about caiman. Caiman is a South American crocodilian, one of 23 different species of crocodilians. Of those 23 species, about 6 of them are caiman. 6 of them don't get more than 6 feet long, and yet they are the third nastiest creature. More closely related to the alligators, according to DNA, but they all fall under the crocodilian. I always get this wrong. Let me see if I can get this. Let me see. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. So the kingdom is crocodilian. The phylum is alligatorid. The class is caiman. Nah, that can't be right. The species is caiman. Let's go backwards. And the genus is... The species is spectacle caiman. The genus is caiman. The family is alligatorid, and the order is crocodilian. Yeah, there we go. Because then under that, the class would be reptile. See, I'd get it eventually. All that schooling had to come in handy sometime. So, yeah, that would be KPCOFGS. And I always knew there was something there. I could remember KP, I don't know, keep putting chocolate on fat girls' seats. Oh, I don't know. That was terrible. Don't quote me on that one. All right, anyway. So, people, we got about 2 minutes remaining. The call number is 818-369-1429. We're talking about South American species of crocodilian known as the caiman and what it takes today to keep a caiman as a pet. And you guys got to know that really, really, if you want a pet, this is not... Think about why you want it. Think about why you want this animal as a pet. Think about it. You're talking about an endangered species, or at least it used to be endangered. Now its numbers are coming back again. That's not even used for its skin because aren't quite as nice as skins from other animals. And it's not like they're big enough that you can take your enemy, throw them in the basement with your caiman, and your caiman will dispose of your enemy for you because it's just not big enough. They only get about 6 feet. Okay, so... This show will be available in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, live with the Caiman Hunter. This is our third show on Blog Talk Radio as live with the Caiman Hunter. Our fifth show altogether, including Reptile Radio. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Come see us at CaimanHunter.com. Or next week, right here, Blog Talk Radio, 1 p.m. Central Time. Live with the Caiman Hunter. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Bye.